Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
All right, how are things with your dog, with your cat, with your iguana, whatever it is that you have for pets? You may have a pet horse, pet cow, a pet, let's see, what else? Pet rabbits. I haven't talked about rabbits for a long time. Warren Eckstein is here, your pet's best friend. He hosts the Pet Show, heard every weekend on hundreds, if not thousands, if not millions of radio stations around the country and around the world. Does a podcast called the Pet Insider. So he's full of inside information. He's full of a lot of things. Some of them we can talk about on the air and some of them we can't. But we'll get to a story that we actually have been covering. I think there's a lot of Twitter activity on this, Victoria, this autistic boy leading to shelter dogs. So we'll see how that shakes out with Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show here on Good Day in a moment.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Are you tired of preparing food? Tired of cooking food for the entire family?
Lunch is ready. Come and get it.
After all, you're responsible for 21 meals a week.
Dinner is served.
What's the solution? Let your kids do it. Here's the developmental science of it. First off, kids want to help out in the kitchen, and most of the time we say no because it's easier to do it yourself than clean up the mess. But if you keep the recipes simple and avoid bizarre ingredients, kids enjoy learning about food.
And if you take cranberries and stew them like apples, it tastes much more like prunes than rhubarb does.
Also, make sure the recipes are age-appropriate and start with foods that don't require heat or knives. This is a great way to teach healthy eating and start with washing your hands. What's the cheap psychological trick? Kids will appreciate food more when they have a hand in preparing it. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Next time, from the Pet Show is here. We've known each other too long, pal. It's too close. We have to step back.
Took the words right out of my mouth.
Thank you very much. All right. This autistic boy, Jacob Tumalin, 6 years old, reads to shelter dogs every Thursday after school at the Carson Animal Shelter in Gardena. I wonder if you go to see, have you heard of the rescue readers that are there? That's right. Gardena's not very far. Is it? Where's Gardena, Jennifer? I can't remember. It's not far up the road.
It's kind of by Long Beach, I think.
It's in Orange County. Yeah, not too far away.
Okay,
you know,
Doug,
it's a great story, though, because, you know, for years I've been talking about the concept that children with Down syndrome, autism, very often relate much, much better with animals than they do with people. There's no intimidation factor. There's no asking to do this factor. So I think it's a great idea, for especially with kids with autism. What we've found over the years is that sometimes with autism, it's tough to make that breakthrough with outsiders. But once they're establishing a relationship with the dog, for example, at the shelter, reading to the dogs, reading to the cats, by reading to the animals, then therapists and other people can come in using the dog or cat as a catalyst to establish a relationship with the autistic child. It's amazing what's going on.
This is amazing. That's a great word for it. Jacob says, if I read to the dogs, they'll come out of their cages, and then it helps them to find a home. They have to find new homes because they're alone. What a fabulous
And the dogs and the cats win, because the more socialization they receive at a shelter, the more apt they are to be adopted. And that's why, you know, I did a thing last week. I was so angry. So many dogs and cats are euthanized at shelters across the country because they're being diagnosed as aggressive, when in reality, they're reactive dogs. They're not aggressive dogs. They're just reactive dogs. So it's really important. Any shelter that opens up their doors, I know in Sedona, Arizona, for example, we have a shelter camp where kids can spend, you know, weeks over the summer working with dogs, grooming them, helping socialize the cats. So I think it's a great idea, especially with kids that may be suffering from some type of challenge, whether it be autism, Down syndrome, or whatever.
All right, now, let's go to Brooklyn, to the Bridge Animal Welfare Coalition. The Cat Cafe there has become a permanent fixture. This is your old, didn't you come from Brooklyn? Did you grow up in Brooklyn?
I was actually born in the Bronx, raised on Long Island.
The Bronx. Okay.
The Bronx.
So this outfit adopts about 60 cats. And let's see, there is a temporary shop they set up. There's a permanent shop and a temporary shop. And I think we do that in Santa Monica. Isn't there something like this that cafe on Main Street that has dogs there every Sunday. You know what I'm talking about?
Absolutely. In many cities and towns, they do have this. But what's happening now is more and more of these things are taking place, so more and more dogs and cats are able to find their homes. For example, there was another one. I forget what town in Los Angeles. Another kind of coffee shop that opened up with the rescue dogs there where people can come see. Now Uber will bring rescue dogs to corporations around the country, shelter dogs, to see if people want to kind of just relax with them for a while. And they found that by Uber doing this, a lot of dogs are finding homes.
That's a great story. All right, there's a neighborhood in New Orleans fighting to keep a roaming peacock in their community. I don't know how much fun that would be. I can't imagine. Peacocks are nasty.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.